Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Love music? Love interviews with lovely musicians? Search Virgin Radio UK on YouTube to find brilliant album specials with some of the shiniest lights on our playlist, including George Ezra.
This is going to be something I'll remember, and that's a really lovely thing. I don't think I was able to do that in the past.
And James Bay. Come on,
let it go. Don't you agree that everybody needs someone when they feel alone?
Watch all that and more at youtube.com/Virgin Radio UK.
You'll know our next guest from reading the news on the telly and from Strictly, and your kids will know her as the person who improved their parents. Her new book, There's Still No Such Thing as Naughty, is out today. So please welcome the golden great Kate Silverton.
Morning, Kate.
Morning. How are you doing?
Very well. And you're on This Morning.
I am.
It's our favourite phrase. Kate's going on This Morning, 10:30. If you'd like to see more of her after listening to her here, Kate Silverton, the Sunday Times best-selling author. There's still no such thing as naughty, because the first book was There's No Such Thing as Naughty. Kate, what are your qualifications nowadays?
So I've just qualified as a children's counsellor, and I volunteer in primary schools and actually some secondary schools with children, working one-to-one therapeutically, clinically, as a children's counsellor and therapist.
And you lead the charge with your book, saying you're a big fan of the C's and we need to ditch the D's. Can you just speak to that, please, if you don't mind?
Yes. I've got a collection of C's because my brain likes order. So neatly, everything begins with C. And it's really what I consider the main pillars for parenting, which we can go into. So they all begin with C, which we can talk about. Seven C's are the main one. And then ditching the D's is those dreadful D's that we all go into when our children say or do things and we seek to just sort of defend, dismiss or diminish, like, you'll be fine, or, oh, stop crying, don't be silly, it's, you know, you'll be better. And all the things that perhaps maybe our parents did with us. And so I'm asking for parents to start ditching those and find other ways of relating to our children instead. And I explain all the science as to why. But the C's in the main are construction, how we understand how our children's brains and nervous system develop. Calm, how we can regulate our own nervous system and bring ourselves to calm, because we can't really parent when we're dysregulated.
Yeah.
Community, the importance of parenting together. It wasn't so long ago that we used to parent with an extended family.
Yeah.
Makes life so much easier. So if we're wondering why we're finding life difficult, it's because we're actually often parenting in isolation. So I want to take the pressure off parents, no blaming or shaming. Let's come together, look at what the science can tell us, because it really informs what our ancestors intuitively knew, and it can help us parent more confidently.
Got it. And on the front cover, Child's Mental Health, Improve and Support, Simple Steps to Support and Improve Your Child's Mental Health from the Ages of 5 to 12. I have 2 5-year-olds and 1 almost 12-year-old. So I am prime fodder for this book. So thank you. I really appreciate
You're
it.
You're very welcome.
But I also nicked loads of stuff for myself out of it. Is that allowed?
Yeah, well, it's meant for that. It's,
good.
Yeah.
Do the shake it out, not the scream and shout. Let's talk about that for a bit.
Yeah. So we all have something called the stress response.
Yeah.
It's basically the heart of our daily experience doesn't really start in our brain. It starts in our bodies. So if we're feeling a bit fizzy, if our brain and nervous system detect that something's a bit threatening. So this morning, I'm really fizzy because I'm coming on live and I'm like, oh, I might say or do something wrong. So my stress response gets triggered. So I get a whole load of adrenaline and cortisol coming in. Now, in the wild, animals, if they get chased by a lion and then they escape, they do something, they start shaking.
Right.
So we've observed that and they release the energy of it. We humans and zoo animals are, research shows, which I share in the book, are the only animals to not release our stress this way. So it kind of ends up getting stuck. This natural stress response, which is an evolutionary adaptation, it's a good thing. But if we sit and left with all that energy,
yeah,
that's not a good thing.
Yeah.
So me this morning, I've been out there doing lots of sort of exercises and it all sounds a bit, and I'm shaking it out because
yeah,
I recognise that actually that's really going to help my brain now become a little bit more engaged, so I can talk to you a lot more calmly.
Which is why we get tense in the shoulders and the throat, which is why you lost your voice for 2 weeks, didn't you?
Yes. Yeah, so our vagus nerve, which is the main nerve involved in the parasympathetic nervous system, which is the bit that calms us down, if that's out of kilter, so will our health be. And it can show up in all sorts of ways. So paying attention to what's going on in our body is really important. And it's really important for our children to understand that when their heart's racing, when their palms are sweaty, it's normal. That's a normal response to something that their brain and nervous system have determined is threatening. It might be a spelling test the next day. It might be that somebody's hit them. So once we can start normalizing that and help them to start regulating and come back to calm, we're doing a really powerful thing for their future mental health.
And their little hearts beat faster than ours anyway, don't they? So they need more calming, if anything. The butterfly hug. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so this was developed by a psychotherapist in response to a natural disaster in Mexico. And it's where anything that is pattern repetitive and rhythmic and bilateral. So what I'm doing now, I'm doing it as we... So I'm putting my fingers...
It's like that bit in Wolf of Wall Street, isn't it?
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, do all of that. So this is basically just my parasympathetic nervous system, what I liken to a parachute. If we think about doing a skydive and how nervous you might feel, it's the equivalent of pulling the parachute and start calming ourselves down. So it's really... I'm sharing lots of things in the book that are quick, easy to apply for us as well as our children. So that's the butterfly hug. We can also give ourselves a lovely hug. Sorry, is everyone watching this? Because I haven't described what I'm doing, but I do describe it in detail in the book.
I mean, I can see it.
Yeah,
but I think
so I'm tapping my collarbones here and I'm sort of like a little butterfly. I'm crossing my arms over, lifting my elbows up like butterfly wings, and I'm just tapping. And then I would normally be taking some breaths, deep breaths, to calm myself down.
Hey, we've got a hanging bar in our house. We just put it on the door frame of Tash's room, and the kids all have a hang before they go to bed, and they love it.
Yeah,
you know, and that opens you up. But it's all about opening up, isn't it? It's all about staying loose, because if you are at all tense, you know, you're curling into a ball, you're in a defense kind of mode, which is not good on any level, and also it's exhausting as well.
Yes. Absolutely exhausting. And this is why it's really important that we can help our children apply this science to what we would ordinarily do naturally, as you say, hanging, being physical. Yeah. That's a really lovely way. But all too often now our children are sat still for longer periods, particularly in school. When they're very young, what we know is it's not as helpful. We need much more play, much more sort of physical actions.
Where
for
is the jury on the kids sitting down for 8 hours a day? Because we thought it was the norm. We now know it's definitely not the norm. We know it's really bad for you. Standing desks at work. You know, they're really popular here. I stand up during the show a lot. I stand up, you know, in between. Well, the song's on, often go for a walk around. Where's the jury with, you know, the future of education and getting kids to sit still when it's just not what we should be doing? And it ruins, I mean, you know, our kids, the 5-year-olds who've just started school, the twins, you know, they if you see them around the house, it's like they've been to a yoga retreat for the week. You know, they do everything as they should, and we can see it gradually leaving them. You know what I mean? It's so sad, but there's nothing we can do about it. It's not the school's fault. But why are kids still made to sit down, do you think?
So...
Big
question. But actually, I think it would help all of us. So if I give you the example of one of my colleagues, one of her clients was in emergency foster care. She used to really suffer at the school gate, really big demonstrative behaviour having to leave her foster carer. So what was suggested is 5 minutes on the monkey bars in the morning before she goes into school. That 5 minutes of that physical activity was enough to de-stress her, and then for the teacher to take her in a much calmer state. Now, all our children are going to carry fizz within them on any given day. It might be that stuff's going on at home. It might be that there's somebody at school that they might sort of, knocking them underneath the desk and they don't like it. It might be that a teacher shouted, whatever it might be, all natural stuff that can happen during the day. When we can recognise a lot more schools, and I work with a number of charities, Place to Be and Unlocking Potential Up, and what they're introducing in schools is just going, do you know what, 5 minutes about the entire class of doing an exercise, whether it's a bit of a dance to wonderful music, and everyone's shaking it out, there's lots of laughter, there's lots of fun. What we know is that that child's brain is going to be much more receptive to learn. and focusing throughout the rest of the day, because we've sort of de-stressed that part of the brain where we tend to get fizzy. So the science makes sense. And I think for teachers who are struggling with a lot of dysregulated behaviour at the moment, we've come through a really, really stressful time over the last few years. So I get it. And you've got one teacher with 30 children. It's very, very hard. So I do put a lot in my book about what I, this is my own personal opinion. If I'm sharing stuff, it's scientific, but this is my personal opinion. We need to be looking at how we're supporting teachers to enable them to support children. And actually, if it's something as simple as a 5-minute dance and, you know, exercise in the morning, like, why not?
Yeah, well, Boone will have the Daily Mile at their school, and it is every day, and it works wonders. Kate Silverton, there's still no such thing as naughty. Parenting the Primary Years out today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Craving some great 80s music? Play Virgin Radio 80s Plus. I want your love. On DAB Digital Radio, on the app, on your smart speaker, and at virginradio80splus.co.uk.
I got my mind set on you.
Even if we're just dancing in the dark.
Love Chris Evans. Woo! Love the 80s.
Virgin Radio
80s Plus.
I really loved a quote that you used in the book, which you said is one of your favourite quotes. Because I think as parents, we're all very guilty of always putting ourselves last. And you said, if you don't have 10 minutes to spend in nature, spend an hour. So just talk about how important is it that we, to take that phrase, put on our oxygen mask first before we help the person next to us.
One of the first chapters in the book, chapter 3, is all about how we can help ourselves. Because if our nervous system is fizzy, then we can't lend our calm to our children. We're just going to join their chaos. So it's really important that we do practice that self-care. And we always think, oh, it's a bit of a nice to have to go into nature. Well, we're human beings, and human beings we do need, and we've got so much evidence to support that. In fact, there's lots of school projects now that are taking children out of the classroom, and they're finding that behaviour and the ability to learn and focus is improving. Now, for us as parents, hugely important. And as you say, we can all feel that parental guilt, but just taking that time for us to be more regulated and feel more regulated. I mean, I often tell some of my parent clients, you know, do some star jumps before you walk through the door. If you've had a stressful commute, a few star jumps and a walk around the block will help you just to go in with that capacity to contain your children's behaviour. Because if we're not feeling contained, then nobody wins.
So what would you like? What do you do? What practical things? Because we all talk about it. Oh, yes, self-care. Oh, I'll make time for myself. The reality of it. So what's your system to make sure that you get time for you?
I think being aware. Well, first of all, I've been a lot better on my sleep, because I used to think, well, I don't have time to sleep because I'm a busy parent, working parent. So I'm now much more rigid about taking a book to bed and not my phone. I'm trying to do yoga. I'm not very good, but I do really enjoy it. You know, I like walking barefoot in the grass. You know, if I can take 10 minutes just to go and walk barefoot in the grass, I always feel better. Going for dog walks. So finding things that suit us. What we know is anything patterned, repetitive and rhythmic is really soothing for the brainstem, the bit that I liken to a little lizard. So anything that we can do, it might be running, it might be knitting, it might be jogging, it might be humming, chanting, joining a choir for 1 hour a week. All these things are really soothing for our own nervous system, and particularly that part that I call the lizard.
Tell us about those three animals then. Now, you mentioned the lizard. So there's your lizard, there's your baboon, and there's your owl, and there's a baobab tree.
Yes, yes. So I think when you're a time pressure parent, you're like, it's all
nothing
very
like
well.
Three questions in one.
It's all very well going, well, your amygdala's doing this and your cerebellum's doing that. So when I first started researching for the book and working in this field, you know, the names are like this long. And so I wanted to distill it down in a way that my own brain could think of it. So I liken the brain to a baobab tree. There's sort of tree of wisdom known in, across Africa as the tree of wisdom. The roots of the tree are our nervous system, and at the bottom of the tree is the little lizard. And this represents, in reality, our brainstem, cerebellum and diencephalon. This is where the roots and origins of anxiety are, and this is where our nervous system really drives behaviour. So that's the little lizard, and we can think of him very skittish, and he might go into fight, flight, freeze, or he might sort of play dead. That's essentially what this part of the brain drives us to do if we're under threat. The next part, and that's the part that drives our baby's behaviour and while we're in the womb, the next, because our children's brains develop in sequence, so all the parts are there from birth, but they sort of mature at different rate. The next bit I think of as a baboon sitting on his branch, and this is our emotional sort of the limbic system, and this is where we see our toddlers beating their chest, no, I won't do that, and all of that. The really big emotions get processed here, so we can imagine this little baboon having a massive tantrum in Tesco's on the floor.
That's how we wish we could be, but we can't because we're not five anymore.
Yeah, but actually we should be a bit more like that. There's something called adult tantruming, which is great, which you can just get on the floor and have a good old beat your fists on the floor. We need more of that. But what we really want to do is develop the prefrontal cortex, which is what I call the wise owl. Now, she's the bit that when the baboon's bounding and the lizard's feeling fizzy, she's the bit that swoops down, scoops them up in the warmth of her wings and says, guys, it's okay. We've got this. And this is what we, in reality, what the neuropsychiatrist Dan Siegel calls vertical integration. This is how we achieve good mental health. Now, our children, this is why it's so important to understand, our children's brains don't finish their development until they're in their 20s. And the part of the brain that regulates big behaviour, that wise owl, that's the part that's still developing. So we see all this massive behaviour, lizard and baboon going wild, but our children can't self-regulate very well just yet. That's why this is so important. And that's what I'm trying to do in the book, is to help parents to, again, wise owl their children, to lend their calm. So in this way, we are teaching ourselves to regulate our emotions. And that's why it's so important for us as well.
I think that deserves a controlling round of applause. Mm. That was a great answer. That was amazing. our kids' brains don't stop developing until they're how old?
In their mid-20s, we think.
What? Did you know that?
No.
Wow.
I know.
Well, does that make you a little bit more relieved than Vassos?
Absolutely.
Because Vassos's eldest is 21 tomorrow.
20 tomorrow.
20 tomorrow.
So as of tomorrow.
So you got another 5 years.
I know. Great. I'm so happy. So we've got a 9-year-old as well. Let's say Mary's having a massive...
she's got to go, so...
Massive meltdown in the supermarket. I love how you suggest you call in the SAS.
Yes. Yes. So my husband's military, so I like to use some sort of military analogies. And really what I'm saying, in an emergency situation, what we want to do is meet our children's energy where it's at. So we see our children, they're having a massive meltdown. Like if any of us were, and I'm like, oh, darling, you seem like you're really upset. We don't want that. Right? We do not want that. What we want to do is what we have affect attunement. We want to meet our children where they're at. And so if it's a toddler, we're going to say to them, sweetheart, you are stomping your feet. You are so cross right now, because we're going to meet them where they're at. If our 9-year-old is doing the same, we're going to say to, I can see from your face, you are really mad right now. You are really cross.
So almost an impression.
Whatever it is.
A bit of mirroring?
It's mirroring. And it's saying, I see you. Right. It's not criticising. It's saying, I see you. I see. So whatever you sense that the emotion or the frustration is, I see you, right? So that's the S. Say what you see or what you sense is going on for them. We're not assuming. We might get it wrong and they can correct us. Then we're going to go into acknowledge. I get that this is really hard right now. So we are saying to them, I hear you. It might, you know, we might not agree with why they're having a complete flip out, but we're saying, I get that right now you're feeling these really big emotions. And then we're going to go into soothe. Come here, sweetheart. How you're laughing? Why are you laughing?
Because your lady is having a go at me for you carrying on talking. But it's you that's carrying on talking, not me. I don't want to interrupt a full flow.
I mean flow.
I know.
So, well, look, read the book,
she's
SAS.
Not really having a go. She's nice having a go at me, but I'm definitely getting the Death Star.
Yeah.
Okay, you've got to go.
I don't want to go. I want to stay here with you guys. Anyway, all the exercises in the book are all evidence-based, trauma-informed, and they will really, really, I hope, support many parents. So.
It's brilliant, brilliant book. I'm definitely taking away your tips on sleeping for me. The toolkit, curious questions don't start with why, a toolkit of how to ask the best questions, the fact that anger sits on top of fear for all of us, not just the children, give emotions a physical presence, keep watching Inside Out every week, the movie, be more Columbo. It's great.
Ah, thank you so much.
Number, it's another number one bestseller in the making. It's out today. Kate Silverton, there's still no such things as naughty. And we are going to be deemed as very naughty unless you leave the studio now to go to this morning. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.